Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continuing on the topic of borrowing, returning borrowed goods, Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, borrowed effects must be returned. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam borrowed a plate from somebody and it broke. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam obligated himself to replace it. Note, the moment one has accomplished one's task, one should return a borrowed item and not compel the owner to come and ask for it. In the second hadith, we learn that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replaced the item. Replacing the item is only necessary if it had been damaged due to one's own negligence. If it is damaged due to natural causes, the owner may not have a claim. Borrowing items on the occasion of weddings. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that during the era of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if any woman needed to beautify herself on the occasion such as a wedding etc., they would borrow her dress that was made in Bahrain. Note that such was the simplicity of the society during the era of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that brides would borrow the dress of their wedding, would borrow the dress for their wedding day. Allama Aini rahimahullah has written that almost every household in Medina Munawwara borrowed that dress. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah. Subhanakallah. Subhanallah.